Coca-Cola's bottling operations are in trouble in India, with large and growing community campaigns targeting the company all across the country for causing water depletion and pollution. One of the company's largest bottling plants in India has been shut down for 20 months because of local pressure. Amit Srivastava is coordinator of the India Resource Center in San Francisco. We spoke with Amit in July on Red Eye about the fight against Coke in India, and he joins us on the line this morning to give us an update on the issue. Good morning, Amit.
Hi, Jane. How are you?
Very good. What happened at the most recent protest?
Well, you know, there are protests against the Coca-Cola company all over India. And in the latest one, about a week ago, exactly last Sunday, over 1,500 people marched in a place called Kala Dera, which is in the state of Rajasthan in North India. And these were primarily the community members, villagers, demanding that the Coca-Cola company shut down its bottling plant in Kala Dera. Now, this bottling plant, ever since it has started its operations, has meant severe water shortages for thousands of people. Up to 50 villages that lie adjacent to this factory have been experiencing severe water crises as a result of Coca-Cola's heavy extraction of the groundwater. So the this was last Sunday. 1,500 people marched. There were over 200 arrests, and this is just another sign of the growing discontent and the growing protest against the Coca-Cola company's practices in India.
Tell me a little bit about the area in which it's located. What kind of situation is it in?
Well, I mean, this is what, you know, it troubles us a lot. I mean, the factory in question where there was demonstrations last Sunday in Kala Dera is located in a primarily a desert area. It's a very arid area, arid zone. It has been experiencing drought conditions for the last 10 years. And we, we're not surprised that such a company, such a factory that uses water as its primary raw material, and not, you know, small amounts of water, lots of water, we're surprised that they would want to locate a factory in an area that is already experiencing drought conditions. So this is essentially a desert area near Jaipur, and as I said, the result has been that, you know, not just one or two or three villages, but literally 50 villages have been impacted because the water table has actually gone down significantly as a result of Coca-Cola's bottling operations. And as you may know, because these are villages, you know, people don't have pipe drinking water coming into their homes. Instead, they rely on pretty much all their water needs on the same groundwater resource through the use of wells, through the use of hand water pumps. And because the water table has depleted, the wells have run dry, and the hand water pumps don't work anymore. And this is having dramatic and drastic consequences for large numbers of people, literally thousands of people, around the bottling plant.
How did Coca-Cola get permission to set up its factory in that area if it's already an area which experiences water shortages?
Well, I mean, this is the short-sightedness of the various governmental agencies in India. And this is, you know, another part of, you know, the campaign is that we're challenging the governmental authorities that are supposed to regulate such activities and protect, primarily protect the interests of the public. And we feel very strongly that various governmental agencies have failed to do that. Coca-Cola company has 52 bottling plants in India. I don't think that the various Indian government agencies were in a position to accurately analyze the impact such widespread bottling facilities would have on various communities.
Now, this protest comes just 2 weeks after another protest also in northern India. Are the concerns the same, the people who were protesting in the other area of India?
Yes, the other area was in Mehdiganj, which is near the holy city of Varanasi in northern India again, but not very close to this one, this plant. Yes, I mean, this is what has happened with Coca-Cola's operations in India. A pattern has developed as a result of its bottling operations. So we're talking about not, you know, just a single incident in a single place, but we're seeing, or people are experiencing all across India, people who live particularly around these bottling plants are experiencing severe water shortages. And as well, in addition to that, they're also experiencing a polluted groundwater and land. And this is largely because the Coca-Cola company indiscriminately discharges this wastewater back into the surrounding fields around these bottling plants. So not only has it depleted the groundwater, impacting in, you know, severe water or resulting in severe water shortages, but it has also polluted the remaining, the scarce remaining groundwater. And yes, we are seeing this in at least 7 different communities in India that we know of.
Now, when we spoke with you last in the summer, we were talking about a plant in Plachimada, the one that's been shut down now for 20 months. And this is a fight that has gotten the attention of anti-corporate activists and especially water activists from around the world. How has the community there succeeded in keeping the plant closed?
We're talking now about a third plant, as you mentioned, in Plachimada, which is in southern India in the state of Kerala. And the plant there has been shut down because of community pressure since March 2004. This campaign from Plachimada has enjoyed tremendous victories, particularly in the last 4 or 5 months. What has happened there, I mean, well, first, the factory has remained shut down as we speak. So, and the Coca-Cola company has been trying its best, through all means available to it, to try to reopen that plant, but it just hasn't reopened. Now, a couple of significant things have happened. One is that the Kerala State Pollution Control Board went ahead in August of this year and issued what they call a stop order notice to this plant, to the Coca-Cola company, basically saying that they found extremely high levels of cadmium around the plant, and that the plant could never open again until the Pollution Control Board authorities were convinced by the Coca-Cola company officials on, you know, why there was so much cadmium and there is so much cadmium around this plant, and secondly, you know, what the plans are to make sure that there is no such high pollution around this plant. That's one. Now, the second development that has happened that is extremely significant, that is being watched internationally, is that finally, the state government of Kerala has decided to challenge Coca-Cola Company's right to extract water. And they have done so by actually moving the Supreme Court of India. And they have filed an appeal in the Supreme Court of India, essentially arguing that the Coca-Cola Company is, and I'm paraphrasing here, but the Coca-Cola company is taking water from poor people in India to make products that only the rich can afford, and that this is unacceptable, and that they are challenging. They don't think that this is right practice. Now, this has international ramifications, this development, where the state government has joined or finally allied itself with the communities that have been alleging water shortages and water depletion, because the campaign has been saying all along to the government agencies that the government agencies need to do what they're supposed to do, and that is to protect the interests of the people, not the interests of the corporations. And finally, in the case of Kerala, that has actually happened. And now the Coca-Cola company is in big trouble now in Plachimada. I mean, we feel that this may have been the final nail in the coffin. I don't think that this plant can ever open again. But beyond that, you know, we are watching this case very closely in the Supreme Court, because the state is also arguing, finally, that the groundwater belongs to the public, that in other words, it is public property, and that no one entity, particularly a private entity, can come in and start exploiting that resource, that public property, particularly if it comes at the expense of the community. And of course, you know, we want to see such actions and such positions taken by governmental agencies across the world. And this is one of the few ones that we're starting to see now. This is also important because, you know, under the World Trade Organization, for example, the rights of communities over such natural resources are increasingly coming under threat. The World Trade Organization essentially gives more power and authority to corporations and gives away the rights of communities and local agencies over these natural resources. And so in that context, we think that this is a very, very significant development that has taken place in Kerala that we are watching very, very closely.
Now, this weekend, of course, the WTO ministerial in Hong Kong is wrapping up tomorrow, and Indian farmers have been very involved in fighting the WTO on agricultural issues. Are people from India also bringing the water issue to Hong Kong?
Absolutely. Water will be and continues to be a big issue in Hong Kong right now as the World Trade Organization meetings go on. We also have people that are using the Coca-Cola case as an example to show what goes wrong when corporations wield too much power, and that is essentially what the World Trade Organization is trying to do. And so they're using the case of the Coca-Cola company in India to oppose the World Trade Organization.
To what extent is Coca-Cola's reputation in India suffering as a result of these protests? I guess its reputation and its business in India.
Oh, they've taken a big hit. I mean, you know, the Wall Street Journal, in a front page cover story in June this year, has credited the campaign with costing the company millions of dollars in profits, as well as an image problem. And as you and your listeners understand, I mean, the Coca-Cola company really goes out of its way to manufacture its image. And now it has taken a big toll on the company. They, in the last three quarters, so pretty much, you know, close to the year, they have experienced declining sales in India. Now, this is also very significant because they have identified India as one of their emerging markets where they expect to make, you know, significant growth and significant profits. And this campaign has definitely put a dent in their plans. And we will continue to campaign with the communities in India until the company meets the demands of the communities in India.
What kind of level of support is there in the United States? I know you're in the United States and you're very much focusing your efforts on raising awareness in the United States. What level of support is there for people fighting against Coke in India?
This has been one of the, you know, one of the other good news about this campaign is the level of support that it receives in the U.S. as well as in the U.K. You know, one of our strategies has been to affect Coca-Cola's markets, you know, to apply pressure on the company by cutting into its markets. And so, of course, you know, we have targeted the United States because it is one of its largest markets. And the response here has been tremendous, and in the UK as well. We work very closely with students, college and university students in both the US and the UK, and increasingly in Canada as well, actually. And this student movement has really matured, and has come into its own, and has become a very significant force. Now, 17 colleges and universities—that's 17 colleges and universities have already removed Coca-Cola products from their campuses because of Coca-Cola's violations in India and also in Colombia. And we've had now some bigger schools like Rutgers University in the state of New Jersey in the United States that removed Coca-Cola only this summer. At the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, the university has placed the Coca-Cola company on probation for 1 year, and it is demanding that the Coca-Cola company make some gestures and some action that actually alleviates the problems in India and in Colombia. And Coca-Cola Company is not doing that. And if, you know, we expect that contract will be canceled as well. So there's been, you know, a significant amount of support in the U.S. and in the U.K. internationally. And also, you know, at the World Social Forums, for example, which is a coming together of social movements from around the world, you know, our campaign has received tremendous support. So we have a very, very large support base internationally as well. And people can find out more by visiting our website at indiaresource.org.
Well, congratulations on the success you've had, and thanks very much for talking to us this morning, Amit.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I've been speaking with Amit Srivastava of the India Resource Center, and he joined me this morning from California. You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 102.7 FM.